Perek of Peah, Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah is a continuation of the concept of the previous Mishnayis, that if a field is in the hands of Hektish at the time, certain Chiyuvim take effect, those Chiyuvim will not take effect. Till now we're talking about the Chiyuvim of Peah and Leket and Shechecha. Now we're talking about the Chiyuv of Maisrus. So Kiyotzeh Boi, similar to the concept of which we learned by Leket Shechecha Peah, we have this concept by Maisrus. And Maisrus Teiroisim Achel Leboi Lo'inus and Maisrus Mufadon Chayovim. If a person was Maisrus his produce before it came the time of the Chayv and Maisrus, which is before the time of the Gemar Malocha. Once a person harvests it and then he processes it, and we mentioned this before, in the case of grain is that he threshes the grain and then he makes a smooth pile out of it. That's considered the Gemar Malocha, the ending of the basic stage of processing. That's the time the Chiyuv takes effect. So if it was Hektish prior to this point of time that he did the Gemar Malocha, and he redeemed it before the Gemar Malocha, and then he did the Gemar Malocha when it was in his own hands, then it's Chayiv, because once again the Chiyuv took effect by the Gemar Malocha, and that was in the hands of the Yisrael, not in the hands of Hektish. The same thing, if he did the Gemar Malocha by himself and then afterwards he made it Hektish, it will not lose its Chiyuv of Trumas and Maisrus by the fact that it was Hektish afterwards. The only time it will be part of a Maisrus is Hekdishim HaShalom Nigmaru. He made it Hektish before he did the Gemar Malocha. Ugemorin HaGizbar, and the one in charge of Hektish did the Gemar Malocha. So that's him. The Chiyuv took effect in the possession of Hektish. Even if it was redeemed afterwards and went back into regular Jewish people's hands, still Pturim, Shibishat, Savosam, Pturim. Because once again, as long as the produce was in the hands of Hektish at the time of the Chiyuv, which in the case of Trumas and Maisrus is the Gemar Malocha, it remains Pachar even if it becomes Jewish produce afterwards through the Pidyon.